Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Kenny.
So Kenny, do you have any pets?
No, I don't have any pets ever.
Oh,
How about you, Pat?
That's so good. I feel sorry for you now. It's kind of sad. Yeah, I don't have any pets at the moment. Mm-hmm. When I was younger and I lived with my parents, we almost always had cats. So lots of cats. I also had a couple of goldfish when I was a kid.
So let me guess...This article is about pets, right?
Yep, but not personal pets. These are school pets or animals that are looked after in schools.
Oh, like a little turtle or a hamster or something.
Something, yeah. Well, these school animals are a bit bigger. They're dogs, and this is happening right here in Taiwan.
Wow, that's good. Taiwan does have a problem with dogs that don't have any homes.
That is true. So let's read through today's article and find out what this school in Hsinchu is doing to give at least one of these animals a home and how the idea might soon start to spread.
The School Dog Friendly Project in Hsinchu.
The Hsinchu City Government wants Hsinchu City schools to adopt dogs for their schools. This program is the School Dog Friendly Project. It finds places for homeless dogs and builds friendships between students and these animals. Gaofeng Elementary School.Got their school dog, Libby, more than a year ago. She welcomes the students before classes start and plays with them when school is over. She also helps keep the children safe. Hsinchu City Mayor Lin Chi-Chen gave Libby an employment certificate. The city government wants other schools to join the project.It helps students learn to care for animals and gives dogs a home.
Word power!
Program. Program. The library started a new summer reading program for children. The library started a new summer reading program for children.Homeless, homeless. Many people became homeless because of the typhoon. Many people became homeless because of the typhoon. Friendship, friendship. Charles and Ryan's friendshipbegan when they were 6 years old. Charles and Ryan's friendship began when they were 6 years old. Welcome, 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 welcomed, welcomed. The students all welcomed their new classmate.The students all welcomed their new classmate.
The article starts by saying the Hsinchu City government wants Hsinchu City schools to adopt dogs for their schools. Okay, quite a long sentence there, but it's clear enough. Now, if you adopt, A-D-O-P-T, adopt something, then you decide to look after it,even though it didn't originally belong to you. We often use it to talk about looking after cats, dogs, and other animals that don't have a home. You could also adopt a child in order to give the child a good home.
好，我们今天看到的文章呢，开头第一句就说了，新竹市政府呢，想让新竹市的学校都可以去领养狗来当校犬。所以呢，我们知道今天要讲的文章呢，就是有关校犬计划的文章。那新竹市政府真的好有爱心哦。那我们看到这个字 adopt， Adopt 是个动词，在文章中所说的 adopt dogs 就是领养狗的意思。领养了，你就可以合法的照顾他们哦。所以不管你是领养动物啊，或是小孩，你都可以用这个动词。比如说 ，They adopted a baby girl， 他们呢领养了一个女宝宝。Adopt 除了我们这里所使用的领养的意思，它还有采用的意思。比如说 ，I think it's time to adopt a different strategy in my dealings with him。就是说啊，我这个时候应该要采取不同的策略来跟他做生意了。
Okay, well, next we see that this program is the school dog-friendly project. So, Kenny, could you say the Chinese translation of that program for me?
Sure. It's 友善校犬计划。那我们看到 friendly 这个字呢，这个字呢就是从 friend 朋友衍生出来的形容词哦，就是友善的意思。比如说啊
，environmentally friendly，
或是 eco-friendly， 就是对环境友善的意思，那就是环保的意思咯。特别注意啊 ，friendly 字尾有 ly， 但它不是副词哦，它是名词加上 ly 变成形容词。
Thank you。Okay, we also saw the word program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M, program, in that sentence. Program is a noun, and it's today's first word power word. A program is a set of related measures or activities with a particular long-term aim. So here's an example. The library started a new summer reading program for children.The library started a new summer reading program for children.
接着呢，我们要看到今天的第一个单字 program， 它是一个名词，在文章中呢是做计划的意思。例句的意思呢，就是这间图书馆啊，为孩子们开办了一个新的夏日读书计划。其实啊 ，program 还有两个意思哦，一个是城市的意思，这个城市不是 city 那个城市，是电脑作业的城市。比如说啊 ，she wrote a program to solve the problem， 她写了一个城市来解决问题。那除了城市的意思，它还有节目的意思，不管是电视节目啊，或是表演节目，都可以用这个字哦。比如说 ，What's your favorite TV program？你最喜欢的电视节目是什么呢？那像我非常喜欢的看卡通 cartoon。
Okay, yeah. I would say right now Elementary is my favorite TV show.
Wow,
it's like a Sherlock Holmes thing, but modern, but American, so interesting. Anyway, this program, the dog-friendly program, what do they do? What is it for? The article explains it finds places for homeless dogs.And builds friendships between students and these animals. Now we have a couple more word power words to look at in that sentence. And the first one is homeless. It's all one word, H-O-M-E-L-E-S-S. Homeless, it's an adjective. Let's check it out. So homeless means without a place to live.No home, homeless, without a home. Here's another example. Many people became homeless because of the typhoon. Many people became homeless because of the typhoon.
那这个友善计划要怎么执行呢？文章啊就接着说，他们先找了一些地方安置这些无家可归的狗儿，好让他们呢跟学生可以建立友谊。那听了是不是觉得很感动呢？好，我们来看一下这个单字 homeless， 它是一个形容词，无家可归的意思，就是 home 延伸出来的单字。例句说啦，因为这个台风，许多人都变得无家可归了。所以呢，大家有没有发现 home 的后面加上 less 就变成没有家的意思？其实有很多形容词的字尾都是加 less， 就会有否定前面那个名词的意思。那我们来看几个例子咯。 helpless。Help 是帮助的意思，那后面加上 less 就是无助的意思。A helpless woman， 一个无助的女人。那下一个字是 fearless， fear 是害怕恐惧的意思，那所以后面加上 less 就是无畏的。A fearless fighter， 一位无畏的战士。那同学们可以再去看看还有这相关类型的形容词哦。Pat， you said there were two word power words in this sentence, right?
That is right. And the other one, we've had homeless, now we have friendship, okay? It's spelled F-R-I-E-N-D-S-H-I-P, friendship. Now, friendship is a noun, and let's find out what it means. So when we talk about a friendship, we mean a relationship between friends. Here's an example. Charles and Ryan's friendship began when they were 6 years old. Charles and Ryan's friendship began when they were 6 years old.
接着呢，我们看到 friendship 这个字，它是一个名词，是友谊的意思，从 friend 延伸出来的哦。就像文章中所说的 build friendship， 其实它跟中文很像，就是建立友谊、搭起友谊的桥梁一样。那例句说了 ，Charles 跟 Ryan 他们的友谊呢，从六岁的时候就开始了。很多名词呢，字尾如果加上 ship， 就会有延伸前面名词的意思，比如说 membership。Member 是成员、会员的意思，加上 ship 后呢，就会有会员资格啊或会费的意思。You have to apply for membership to the sports club. 你必须要申请这个运动俱乐部会员的资格。Scholarship, scholar 是学者的意思，那加上 ship 后呢，就有学问啊或是奖学金的意思咯。He got a scholarship to Harvard University. 他获得哈佛大学的奖学金。其实这些名词大家同学可以再去找找看哦。
So next, we're going to find out how this program got started. The article explains that Gaofeng Elementary School got their school dog Libby more than a year ago.
那文章接着说啊，新竹市的高峰国小其实在一年多前就领养了一只叫做 Libby 的校犬。不知道他现在几岁了啊？好，大家有没有看到句子里面中的 Libby 用逗号前后隔开来补充说明第一个逗号前的名词？此种用法呢，就叫做同位语。比如说 ，My mom, a beautiful woman, is good at cooking. 我妈妈是位善于厨艺的美丽女子。也就是说，逗号中的 beautiful woman 就是我母亲啦。接着呢 ，My favorite singer 阿妹 is going to release her new album。我最爱的歌手啊，阿妹她要发行新专辑了。逗号中的阿妹啊，就是我最爱的歌手。
Okay, so this is what Libby does at the school. The article says she welcomes the students before classes start and plays with them when school is over.Now, we saw another word power word in that sentence, and this time it's a verb. It's welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E. Welcome, and here's what it means. To welcome means to greet someone arriving in a polite or friendly way. For example, the students all welcomed their new classmate. The students all welcomed their new classmate.
那我们来看看 Libby 在学校都做些什么事呢？文章中说啊，他每天在学生上课前来迎接大家，而且在放学后呢，会陪大家玩哦，感觉非常的温馨呢。我们看到 welcome 这个字，它是个动词，有迎接、欢迎的意思，特别注意它的三态变化哦，它是 welcome, welcomed, welcomed。例句说啊，学生们都很欢迎新同学的到来。那最常见的 welcome 用法就是 you are welcome， 那它在这边是当作形容词的用法，是受欢迎的意思。不过这个句大家都知道就是不客气的意思咯。那再补充一个片语给大家， be welcome to do something， 就是说啊，你可以随意去做某些事情，比如说 you are welcome to stay， 你随时都可以留下来啊。
Okay, well, we also see that she, that's Libby, also helps keep the children safe. So maybe she just barks or something when there's a stranger.
那文章里接着说啊 ,Libby 呢也会帮忙维护学生们的安全，就像这样去吓阻陌生人接近学生啊，也可以提醒学生们别被车子撞到或跌倒了。
We also see from the article that Hsinchu City Mayor Lin Jiechen gave Libby an employment certificate. A mayor is like the political leader of a city. He's in charge of what goes on.
文章接着说啊，新竹市长林志坚还发给 Libby 一张在职证明，也就是正式员工耶。那我们看到 mayor 这个字 ,mayor 这个字呢就是市长的意思。那
Yeah, and he gave Libby this employment certificate. Employment has to do with jobs and work. And a certificate, this is like a piece of paper that shows something. It's official. So an employment certificate is a piece of paper that says you can work, you can do this job. So Libby has one, so she works for the school.
Okay. 接着我们看到
employment certificate.
这个呢是两个名词组成的词组，它是在职证明的意思。工作证的意思 ，employment 是名词，工作的意思，由 employ 雇用演变而来。那我们看到 certificate 这个字，它是一个名词，它是证明啊，证书的意思。比如说呢 ，a birth certificate 就是出生证明哦。
The article goes on to say, the city government wants other schools to join the project. Here we use project to mean the same thing as program.
Wow.文章还说啊，市政府呢希望其他学校能效法高峰国小来加入这个计划。那我是希望全台的学校都可以做这件事啦。那同学有没有发现呢 ？Project 这个字其实就是 program 的意思。那所以 school dog friendly project 也可以说 school dog friendly program。
Okay, so we get to the end of the article where it explains the why they want to do this for the dogs. The article says it helps students learn to care for animals and.Gives dogs a home.
那假如每个学校都可以加入这个计划，文章中说了，这样就可以帮助学生去学习如何照顾动物，给狗儿们一个家，真的是太感人了。
It's time for today's magic box.
Magic box， 找亮点。
I'm Casey, your Magic Box teacher for today. Hello, 大家好久不见啦，又来到 Magic Box 的时间啦。今天要跟大家分享一个很好用的文法，叫做同位语。同位语的主要功能呢，就是补充说明。就像我刚刚说的那句 ，I'm Casey, 逗点 ，your Magic Box teacher for today。这是最常见的一种同位语形式哦，也就是名词逗点名词。逗点隔开这两个名词呢，指的就是同一个东西。像这样的状况就可以使用同位语，不用再分成两句话说了。再举个例子好了 ，Nina, my best friend in high school, gave birth to a baby girl last month. Nina, my best friend in high school, gave birth to a baby girl last month. 我高中最好的朋友 Nina 上个月生了一个女孩。这一句的 Nina 就等于 my best friend in high school。中间用逗点隔开 ，my best friend in high school 作为主词 Nina 的同位语，补充说明我跟她的关系。那你有没有很好奇后面第二个逗点又是怎么一回事呢？这个疑惑是正确的哦。后面的逗点隔开的那句话呢，就是主词之后的逗点加上点点点。所以呢，就算你把逗点中间的同位语从整个句子中拿掉，它还是会是一个完整的句子。就会变成 Nina gave birth to a baby girl last month。只是就没有我想要补充的内容了。说到这边，大家有没有比较了解这种名词逗点名词的同位语用法呢？这边 Casey 再补充一个很常看到的用法哦。先看以下这个句子 ：We Taiwanese have a tradition to have dinner with family on Chinese New Year. We Taiwanese have a tradition to have dinner with family on Chinese New Year. 我们台湾人呢有个传统，就是在农历新年时跟亲戚吃饭。诶，这句话里面都没有逗点，但是一样包含了同位语哦。大家有看出来吗 ？We 跟 Taiwanese 这两个字指的不就是同一群人吗？这里使用到代名词加上名词的这个同位语用法哦。说了这么多，是时候来个小测验了，考考大家该怎么说？台湾一个位于亚洲的岛国，有很美丽的风景呢？休息一下，答案马上揭晓喽。
The answer is Taiwan, a small island country in Asia.Has beautiful scenery. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So today's word power words, they were quite long, maybe not so easy to remember. We think it'd be a good idea to review them a little. So, Kenny, I'm going to ask you to define.One of the word power words, I'll try and guess it, remember it from today's article. Go ahead.
Okay, number one,、a relationship between friends.
Relationship between friendship.
Yeah, that's
okay.
good.
Okay, give me another.
And number two, without a place to live.
No place to live, no home, homeless.、Yeah. There we go.
Nice. Okay. And greet someone arriving in a polite or friendly way.
Okay, someone comes, you say, hello, welcome. Welcome to my home. It's welcome.
Okay, the last one.
Right.
A set of related measures and activities with a particular long-term aim.
Ah, so you're trying to do something. You're aiming to get somewhere like this program. Like the program. Like the dog program.
Great.
Yeah, they want to give homes to dogs and let the kids know about dogs. That's the aim of the program.
Yes.
All right. Good review. Thanks, Kenny.
Ooh.
All right. We're out of time for today. Thank you very much for watching. We'll see you again soon for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Kenny.
Bye-bye.
我们下次见。
The School Dog Friendly Project in Hsinchu.
The Hsinchu City Government wants Hsinchu City Schools to adopt dogs for their schools. This program is the School Dog Friendly Project. It finds places for homeless dogs and builds friendships between students and these animals. Gaofeng Elementary School got their school dog, Libby, more than a year ago. She welcomes the students before classes start and plays with them when school is over. She also helps keep the children safe. Hsinchu City Mayor Lin Qichen gave Libby an employment certificate. The city government wants other schools to join the project. It helps students learn to care for animals and gives dogs a home. Program. Program. The library started a new summer reading program for children. The library started a new summer reading program for children. Homeless. Homeless. Many people became homeless because of the typhoon. Many people became homeless because of the typhoon. Friendship. Friendship. Charles and Ryan's friendship began when they were 6 years old. Charles and Ryan's friendship began when they were 6 years old. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcomed, welcomed. The students all welcomed their new classmate. The students all welcomed their new classmate.